Welcome to Humans Blues Fest, exclusively on Podomatic. Today's show, I'll be featuring some vintage Allman Brothers. The tracks will span from approximately 1969 into the mid-70s, so we're talking Greg Allman, Dwayne Allman, Dickie Betts, Barry Oakley, the dual drummers, you know what I'm talking about. The little band from Georgia made quite a splash in the late 60s and early 70s, and they still hang on to that in their shows. That's what they still emphasize in their shows, is stuff they did in the late 60s and early 70s. So let's not waste any time. Hope you got your head right for this program in whatever form or manner you choose to do. Because the Allmans, you know, they will do their part and get the job done. Thanks for joining me on Humans Blues Fest featuring the Allman Brothers. track is called Revival, written in the late 60s, early 70s. Vietnam War going on, a lot of political unrest, a lot of turmoil going down. Don't see none of that today, you know. Real passive things go on, and people just kind of ignore it. Maybe we need a revival today. This is the Human of the Human Project, and I've got my little Humans Blues Fest special going for you, and I'm featuring some early Allman Brothers, I like to call it Southern Soul.
We'll be right back. second floor. Rock it by this time, I won't be a trap no more. So raise your window, baby, I can ease down soft and slow.
Before that was Statesboro Blues, and both those tracks were off Live from the Fillmore East, and I did have the good fortune to see the Allman Brothers live at the Concourse in San Diego in 1972. I went not knowing what to really expect. Hadn't seen them, hadn't heard much about them. So when I got there, I was completely blown away by just the complexity of their music and the things that they were doing. You know, memory of Elizabeth Reed sticks out, but what really sticks out to me was One Way Out and Duane Allman's slide work on that, as well as Statesboro Blues. Totally killer, totally insane. What a great program, and I've been a fan ever since. This is The Human of The Human Project, and I'm bringing you Humans Blues Fest today featuring the Allman Brothers.
Thank you. Maybe sometimes then you don't, but leave your mind alone. Just get high. Oh yeah, yeah.
In memory of Elizabeth Reed, this is the Human of the Human Project. This is Human's Blues Fest on Podomatic, and I'm featuring the Allman Brothers. Glad you joined me.
Thank you.
Left the band many years ago. It's kind of mysterious as to what exactly happened there. But let me tell you, when you lose Dwayne Allman and then you lose Dickie Betts from the Allmans, you have lost pretty much the heart and soul of the guitar section there. Of course, they've tried to bring Warren Haynes in and done some other things, and they do an admirable job. But you've lost with Dickie Betts and Dwayne Allman. You just can't replace that. Can't do it. This is Human's Blues Fest, and I'm featuring the Allman Brothers right here on Podomatic.
Run down, I've been at you. Thank you.
Tracks for you. That's what I'm talking about when you're talking about Duane Allman and Dickie Betts working together there. That's Dreams, and before that was Whipping Post from Live at the Fillmore East. I'm playing the Allman Brothers for you, a little southern band that originated down there in Macon, Georgia. Caught fire, took it worldwide. This is the Human of the Human Project. You're listening to Humans Blues Fest. Here's a Greg Allman pen tune for you, Midnight Rider. Gonna close out this edition of Humans Blues Fest featuring the Allman Brothers with some Southbound. Thank you for joining me on Humans Blues Fest right here on Podomatic. If you want to become a follower, just hit the follow button. You get email notifications when I put new shows up. I put up Humans Blues Fest Weekend Partay Editions on Fridays. Catch you later.